Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. You're so good. You know what to do. Good morning. I'm Pastor Angela, if I haven't met you before. Good morning and happy Easter. It's really hard for me to believe, but this is only my second year celebrating the resurrection with you. Sometimes I think I've been here forever in a good way. I was thinking this morning, I have bright pink on my bare toes and flowers in my hair, and I have seashells hanging from my ears. I think I've kind of adapted. But beyond the superficial stuff, truly I feel at home. And yet there are still so many surprises. I've moved recently to a new neighborhood, and one of my favorite things right now is a surprise that I receive often on my morning walks with my dog. I walk around the neighborhood for 45 minutes or about an hour, and around the neighborhood so many times, three or four times, often in the morning, I will have this wonderful gift that calls me out of my thoughts. If I have headphones on, distracting me, or if I'm just deep in thought, I will smell incense in the air. And it's from all those little beautiful temples along the way, Buddhist temples, in homes sometimes, and sometimes sort of built next to someone's house, I'll notice it only because I smell it along my way. Wonderful little gifts that kind of call me into myself and awaken me and cause me to celebrate and rejoice in this beautiful place that we call home, this place where I'm reminded of the diversity, but also of the wonder of being one family, one ohana. Last night, we also had incense here. Those of you who were here for our Easter vigil had that experience of the incense. Some of you coughing, we know Lutherans, right, when they cough at incense. No, but it calls us just out of our heads and also into our bodies. So I hope this day, it may not be the incense that you are smelling or noticing this morning. Perhaps it's the Easter lilies or just the festive look of the world around you here in the sanctuary. But I pray that you are having a full-bodied experience, that this celebration of the Easter story of life, not just being up here, but being here and in your whole body. So the times when I walk around the neighborhood and I notice the incense, I'm brought to a place of joy and happiness. A place that causes me to think, oh, this is so perfect. And we know those moments in our lives. So often we have them, or at least we've had a few of them, those moments when you are somehow more aware of the world around you than you were before, more connected and a more grateful somehow, moments when you think just all seems right. I'm pretty certain that each one of us has had at least one or two, hopefully more, of those experiences. Those experiences when we know this world is beautiful and we're filled with joy. Those moments when we think there's a point to it all. Perhaps it's not the smell of incense wafting that calls you out of your thoughts. Perhaps it's a touch of a loved one. Perhaps it's reconnecting with a dear old friend you've lost touch with. Those moments, they give our lives meaning. But then there are also those other moments, the moments of despair, those moments of pain, those moments where things just don't seem to be going very well at all. In fact, there are those moments in our world and in our lives that just seem plain miserable. Even on Easter Sunday, when there's flowers and bright gold and yellow around us, we can't deny that there are those moments. Sometimes we might wake up to the alarm and just think, another day. How can I? Or we think, why? What's the point after all? Perhaps it's the moment when the doctor does confirm it is indeed cancer. Or it's the moment when your partner says, I just can't anymore. It's those moments that if we're not careful, can gradually creep in and seem to take over our hearts. And we can sometimes, if we're not guarding our hearts, we can come to think of those moments as the truth or as reality. Those other moments, those beautiful moments where we felt joy or a lump in the throat or that sense of delight, those moments can seem to us somehow false or less than, or just random surprises in the midst of this other reality. Those good and beautiful moments can come to feel like escapes from how we begin to think of the world as it, quote, really is, dark, cold, or lonely. But my friends, today we celebrate resurrection. And in this celebration, I get to tell you that resurrection is absolutely the opposite of the dark and cold and lonely. In fact, resurrection says that those glimpses that we have, those moments of joy in our heart, or the lump that we have in the throat, those, my friends, are the real thing. It's true. It's true that the world that we live in can be painful, and cancer can be real, and death truly does happen. But today, with the celebration of the resurrection, we are reminded that those moments, no matter how painful and devastating they are, they will never be the final answer. In fact, death will not, does not, ever have the final say. No matter how real or broken or flawed or painful our lives might seem, it's really hard to believe it, but those moments, they are all indeed temporary, temporal. They don't last forever. For it is this resurrection, this new life, which conquers all. In fact, we're told that a new heaven and a new earth is breaking forth. Jesus, in this resurrection, insists that he has conquered death, and something new is about to happen. Now, I can't explain it. I have absolutely no idea how this could ever really be. It seems completely improbable. In fact, if you are a very practical person, it's probably even harder for you to grasp this thing called the resurrection. I can't prove it, though I wish I could. But what I know is that for over 2,000 years, there has been a community of people who are basing their lives on this very thing, that something indeed happened, that somehow or another, God has done something incredible and changed the world forever. For thousands of years, people have been trusting and believing and leaning into the faith that God's love is greater than anything else. So today, we did baptize Emily. And around the world, throughout all kinds of different churches and congregations, other people were baptized as well. And last night, we affirmed our baptism and were sprinkled with water. And in that, we trust. In that, we believe. And on those days when it just seems we can't believe ourselves, we trust in that community. That history of 2,000 plus years of people following and leading ahead of us. Together, I pray that you lean into this reality of new life and new way of being. Wherever it is that you are, wherever it is that you are in your heart or in your mind and uncertainties, I pray that you lean into this story and trust that something indeed happened. And with that leaning, may you see new life happening in your life. May you see doors open and freedom in new ways. For all things in Christ is possible. And new life has come. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.